Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. We have a late night program tonight, and we're joined with a man that I've known for almost two decades. It's hard to believe that our relationship is building for that far, but I like to say that his business is the heart of the industry that resides in the three letters that he has his title in, and that's ITL, and it stands for Inside the League. We have CEO and founder Neil Stratton on, and he's on tonight because he's going to go into detail about the upcoming NFLPA player rep exam that takes place August 5th and how ITL can help advance all these player reps, future player rep agents, and passing that test. That said, Neil, welcome to the program. How's tonight treating you, my man?
Hey, man, so far so good. For those of you who don't know, Bo was my co-host this week on the State of Football, a broadcast that kind of deals with the football business. And, Bo, you were magnificent as always, man. I'm glad that you didn't get me laughing, though, like you normally do when we're, you know, out on the road, we travel and all that kind of stuff together, because I wouldn't have gotten through a show and it would be kind of embarrassing. But thanks for having me on, buddy. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I always tell my wife, I go, well, me and Neil, right when we see each other, we just start laughing. I go, we laugh all day, all night. I mean, because we're basically together. We're tied at the hip when we go to these all-star games and these combine events. And it's just like now. But in all seriousness, man, I mean, this is an important week coming up. I mean, in your business, I mean, you really have helped develop and pioneer an industry that is influenced by agents and player reps, financial advisors, and helping them advance their careers. And I said it on the program all week, and I'll tell our guests tonight, if you're not familiar with what Neil does, like I said, he's the heart of the industry. Everybody knows Adam Scheffner, Tom Palisseri, Ian Rappaport. He's more covert. You know, he's what the agents and the players and player financial guys, this is where they go to get their information. Sure, they want to watch ESPN and they want to see that Aaron Rodgers is in camp or somebody signed a big contract. But Neil dives deeper. His information is really the meats and bones, the meat and potatoes, as you say, of this industry that we all love. And he's taken upon himself to have tests and study guides for player reps, agents, if you will, to help their exams. And I believe, Neil, that the folks that use your resources have a 70% pass rate on the exam compared to 45% for non-ITL members. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the NFLPA, I believe, started their exam around 15 years ago, maybe not quite that long. And we launched our exam in 2012. And so at the time, the NFLPA presented a difficult exam. It was not impossible. But we still had our exam, and, you know, we still kind of got started with it. And there were we got a lot of people that took it and used it and hopefully benefited from it. And then in 2015, for reasons that I don't know, because they don't ask me, they don't tell me anything at the NFLPA, but they made the test appreciably harder. And so a lot of people that went in, having failed the year before, thinking, I was just a question off or maybe two questions off, they went in thinking they really didn't have to do a whole lot, and they wound up failing the second time. When you fail that second time, you've got to wait 5 years before you can try again, and you got to spend another $2,500. And at the time, you had to go back to Washington, D.C. after you'd already made two trips during which you had failed. So, yes, we have two practice exams and a study guide. And the thing that I tell a lot of people will come in thinking, well, look, I already spent $2,500. I want to try to save as much money as I can now because, you know, I don't want to get too far behind the eight ball financially. The truth is, you didn't go this year especially. I encourage people to spend the money because they're not having to go to D.C. It's all online now. They don't have to stay in the Ritz for two nights, which is where they hold the seminar. They don't have to do the meals and all those kind of things. So you're kind of playing with house money. So, you know, we've gotten a really big bounce, I guess, from the fact that they didn't have an agent exam last year. There'll be about 500 people taking the exam. That's about, you know, that's about two classes worth. Probably 200 of that 500 will be people that are taking it for the second time. Maybe not quite that many, but in that ballpark. But you're looking at about 300, maybe 350 people who have never seen the exam before, really don't know what to expect. And we're working with the majority of those people, helping get them ready for what's going to happen on Thursday night.
Yeah, that's right. Next week, now Sunday night and Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, they're $75 a piece, or you can get both of these study sessions for $125. Take our listeners in to what these two segments, these sessions, will be like Sunday night and what to expect. And I know during our shows this week you were talking about, I think, them being able to send in questions. I don't know if that coincides with the study sessions, but if these folks want to sign up, give us more details so they can know how to get, you know, get the advanced setup for the 2 evenings.
Well, we're going to have two 90-minute study sessions with an active NFL PA contract advisor. We're kind of keeping that name a little under wraps right now, but obviously he'll be part of the show on Sunday night and Monday night. We'll start at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. He will work three problems that are very similar to the ones that they will see on the exam. These are going to be rather involved questions that involve, you know, accrued seasons, credited seasons, you know, paragraph 9 salaries, 25% rule, all the little things that you got to figure out when it comes to the CBA. And he'll work three of those problems and make sure everyone's clear on everything, and then he'll answer questions on anything, test strategy, the form of the test, any topics related to the drug and alcohol policy or the PED policy or anything else for an hour and a half. And then he'll come back the following night, do the same exact thing. We're hopeful that people will come and make sure that when they leave after that 90 minutes, there are no unanswered questions, or at the very least, they figure out what they need to work on, because Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon, there'll be a lengthy seminar with the NFLPA. Again, that will be online. And then they'll come back on Thursday and they'll take the exam. And so we're kind of in that final push. We're kind of in that final crush for people that are trying to figure it all out. And if people have questions, they can go to my Twitter, at Inside the League. There's a lot of information there. I've got a pinned tweet there that kind of lays out what we offer. And also our DMs are open. So if you have any questions or anything at all, if you'd like to be part of the session, let us know. What I've been doing, because we're trying to limit this to 30 to 40 people just to kind of keep the size of the room reasonable, we are sending out direct invoices via PayPal to people who express interest. The cost is $75 per night, or $125 if you want to do both nights. So hopefully we've kept the price reasonable. Hopefully we're providing people with one last shot to really get those questions out of the way before the seminar starts. You know, the idea at Inside the League is we want you to succeed. We want you to live your dreams. We want to be, you know, a part of your success. And so the idea is to try to help people at somewhat of a reasonable cost to kind of cross that bridge and really figure out what it is that they need to work on for the CBA and make sure they pass that exam so they can be representing players in about 6 months.
Excellent stuff. Once again, you're listening to the CEO founder, Neil Stratton of Inside the League, as he shares detailed information on the upcoming NFLPA exam and how his company can kind of help boost your prowess in passing this test. Again, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, all opportunities to download and listen to these featured shows at your leisure if you miss them. And then we'll have all those also details at the link of the show as well. So if you folks miss his Twitter link Inside the League, you can also just hit up the show stuff and find links to find what Neil brings to the table. Now, Neil, I was, you know, looking at your notes, and I put them on the thing as well. You talked about the study guide in 2018. From the time you began this, I think you began the exam, introduced exam one in 2010. But since that point, how much have you learned about the exam to help these agents? I'm sure, you know, you just didn't start this from day one and just forgot about it. How much have you revealed, and how far, much farther do you think you can help advance this for these guys?
Well, one common misconception is that I am an agent myself. I'm not an agent. I never have been an agent. I have no interest in becoming an agent. Not because I have any disrespect for the profession, certainly. It's just that, you know, I'm kind of at a place in my life where I kind of like where I am, and I don't want to take on any of those crazy big new challenges. It is a very competitive industry, obviously. I don't know that I have the energy or maybe even the brain power, because, Bo, I'm going to tell you, I've been providing this test for years, but I don't take the test myself because I would get dogged on that thing. I don't know the CBA. And that's one thing I try to be very upfront about is I don't know. People will pepper me with questions. Well, what about this? What about this? I didn't understand this on the test. I have people to write the exam for me. I tell people, I'm like the clerk at Barnes & Noble. Don't come to me if you got a question about, you know, atomic theory or, you know, how to deliver a baby or whatever. I'm not that guy. I can show you on your receipt where you paid for it. But that's about as far as it goes for me. I'm not very smart. So when people ask questions, the thing that I do try to be is responsive, and I do try to provide answers by going through people that are a lot smarter than I am. It's not always possible. You know, there's a kind of a lot going through a tiny straw sometimes, especially when you consider we have a small shop, and there, you know, again, are about 500 people that will be taking the exam. So when people kind of come at me with questions, I try to use text and email. That makes things a lot more manageable. If people are calling all the time, it's difficult. But rather, you know, I don't want to get into all the nuts and bolts of how ITL is. The point is, I'm not the Swami when it comes to CBA, but I do know people who are the Swami, and I can usually connect, you know, people's questions with those people and get the right answers and the answers they need.
Definitely. That's well said. And again, you folks, you know, if you know me and Neil, we are close. We're travel partners for the All-Star Game. And I reiterated all week when we did the State of the Football shows that when I'm out with Neil, there's always new agents that have joined ITL because they're new to the business, and he's such a dependable thing for them to lean on. But they always come up and shake your hand, and they say, hey, that test was great. It helped me. I use this. Even this week, Jeremy Surlis, the former offensive lineman for the Cleveland Browns, he came on. He was talking about how he's been using your stuff, using the study guides, using all the information. He's stoked about taking that test. For you, how satisfying is it just that, you know, this is a career-changing move? I mean, this is a very exciting thing. One, everybody loves the National Football League. Everybody wants to be closer to the action. And this allows a lot of people to kind of fulfill that need and do something you love. But just for Jeremy, for example, hearing his passion, how much does that excite you just to want to see these guys do better for themselves?
An awful lot. I mean, I don't know what year Jerry Maguire came out. I guess it was in the early 2000s. But, you know, when it came out, it was a pretty decent hit. I think the idea of becoming an agent became very sexy. But I don't think it was until, you know, in the early 2010s when TBS was showing Jerry Maguire like three times a day practically, that everyone started really getting into the idea of being a sports agent, being a football agent specifically. It's like the perfect marriage of having a real job and also being associated with, you know, the Shield. So it became a very popular thing. And so when I started ITL in 02, you know, a lot of people would ask questions, but it took me a while to figure out, hey, maybe I should develop a practice exam that people could actually use and perhaps help them pass the test. And so since that's happened, it is very gratifying, Bo. I mean, there's no two ways around it. It's anytime you can help people achieve their dreams to do something they've always wanted to do. And being an NFL agent is one of those things that for a lot of people, it is a dream they've been waiting all their lives to attain. And you know, the exam is a considerable hurdle for almost everyone taking it. There are a lot of people every year who are accomplished in their own lives. They've cornered, you know, they're established agents, or I mean, they're established attorneys, or they're established in their business, and they've already got a second degree. There's no one that takes the exam that's dumb, and yet more than half will fail. So you provide this just so they have one more way to kind of sharpen their wits and really find out what they don't know yet and what they need a little bit more work on. And you know, it's a very modest thing to do, but having those practice exams, at least for a lot of people, really makes a difference. And the study guide, and I should mention the study guide that we sell. I sell it for a vendor. I'm just kind of I'm the vendor, really. A third party has written it and produced it and done all those things, and it's fabulous. And I tell people all the time, It is quite pricey. It's $300 plus tax, but it's worth every. A lot of times people will say, well, should I get the practice exam or should I get the study guide? And I recommend they get the study guide because you're talking about a 700-page CBA with a lot of stuff in there. And our study guide is about 70 pages on a PDF that gets emailed to you. And once you've got it, I mean, it just really whittles down a voluminous document to really exactly what you need to know for the exam. And it's kind of like the Cliff Notes, you know, of the CBA. So, you know, I mean, there are a lot of things we offer. We're proud to offer them. I'm so happy to kind of be in some small way a contributor to, this professional, I guess, gratification these people get. And, you know, it is fun. And we're always trying to get a little better at it, try to figure out what people need. I mean, every day is, every day we're learning just like everybody else.
Yeah. And even after this process, folks, I mean, ITL is designed to be an informative piece to player reps, financial reps, people in the industry that depend on knowing vital information. And every day, Neil updates the site. He has news and nuggets that, you know, very few know. He breaks news inside the league. I mean, it's that's why it's called that. I mean, it's a perfect, you know, it just fits. And how, so just if these people are new to you, and I don't want you to give away everything that I can be. I mean, I don't think there's anything to hide. But, you know, if there's people that are new to the show and new to who you are, just tell them a little bit, besides the agent exam, why they probably should have known you already. And if they don't, let them know how this site can even help them after they pass this agent exam.
Well, there are a couple ways. Number one, we have a newsletter series called the ITL Rising Contract Advisor newsletter. And right now we're just going to speak on the agent level. But we had this newsletter that goes out. It's been going out since the 1st of June. It'll continue through Thursday, and then we'll take about a month or two off while we wait for the results to come back. But it's kind of a day-to-day instruction manual on that is very specific for people who are new agents. And you know, this, during the summer, it's mostly, well, any other year, it'd be like, you know, what do you need to know before you get to D.C.? What are the restaurants you need to go to? What do you, what's the best way to get from the airport to the Ritz, whatever. Very practical things, but also we tell the stories of agents who are now very established and really big and who are representing first-rounders regularly who have used our exam prep materials to kind of help them get them past the exam. We're talking about the issues related to the game. We're talking about a lot of things that people need to know. We've done a lot with NIL over the last, you know, 2 months, talking just about the very kind of 35,000-foot level about what it is and what they need to know. Once we get past the exam and we know who has passed it and we know who, you know, has paid their dues and all those kind of things are ready to roll, then we start the newsletter again and we offer it to everybody. And it's kind of a daily – again, kind of a daily instruction manual. And we make it topical for whatever's going on. And when we start in October, November space, then we're talking more about recruiting and what to say when someone says, well, who do you represent? And you have to say no. We talk about what parents' expectations typically are. We talk about combine prep and how to find reasonable training. And we talk about how to find, you know, who to target if you're a newer agent and all those kind of topical things. And then we get into January and we talk about, okay, so you sign your first client. Here's how you get him into an all-star game. Here's what to expect from an all-star game. Here's how to broach a conversation with a scout about your client. Here's how to do all these things. Now, then it becomes combine time. There's one newsletter about, okay, my guy didn't get invited to the combine. Here's what I do instead. Or maybe he did get invited to the combine. Maybe you're going to the combine. What do you do when you get there? Who are the people to talk to? How do you talk to them? Where are the restaurants to go to where you can expect to see people to help build your network? We talk a lot about building a network. Then we talk about, we get into pro days. We're in March. How do I find the best pro day for my client? What if his school doesn't have a pro day? Any number of topics related to all that. And then we talk about when we get close to the draft, well, my guy's probably not going to get drafted what does the undrafted free agency chase feel like? What's it like? How do I try to solicit teams to sign my guy? What's the difference between a rookie minicamp invite versus an undrafted free agent signing? What, you know, how are those different? How are they the same? All those topics, there's just so many things to discuss and to know, and no one else, in my estimation, is doing that. A lot of these people that are taking the exam, they're veterans of sports management programs at some of the finer learning institutions in our nation. But what I have found is that most sport management professors want to tell you how to negotiate, and they drill it into you how to negotiate and how to be a tough negotiator and all those kind of things. What you find when you get into this industry is you really don't need to know how to negotiate anymore. You need to know how to recruit. You need to know how to be a people person. You need to know how to sell yourself. You need to know how to identify players and have a chance to actually make a 90-man roster. You need to know the difference between a 90-man roster, a 53-man roster. You need to know what a practice squad is. You need to know all those kind of things. Sometimes I feel like my job is kind of de-brainwashing or debriefing all these guys who thought, well, I'm a tough negotiator. These kids are going to sign with me. What you find out to some degree is because of the way the CBA has been written since 2011, it's kind of a paint-by-numbers exercise for that rookie deal. And once you get to the second deal, that's when you have to become a negotiator. But most people never make it to a second deal because they never sign a player who's of interest to NFL scouts, and they don't get that far. And you have to know that you only have 3 years to get a player on a 90-man roster, not a 53, not what you see on Sundays in the fall, but a 90-man, which is the guys that are actually going to camp in August and that are doing, you know, they may not make it to the 53, but at least they're doing the reps and they're part of camp, and at least they, you know, that counts for the purposes of your three-year rule. So there's just so much to know, Bo. No one else is walking with people through the process the way that we do. I try to be very responsive. All of my clients, all ITO clients have my cell phone number. I try to encourage them to just text, and I am a serial texter. I mean, a lot of people are surprised by how quickly I get back to them. My wife is not happy about how quickly I get back to people very often, because sometimes it's in the middle of a dinner. Sometimes it's after we've gone to bed, you know, a lot of different things like that. But, you know, I feel like people that are agents, they've kind of put themselves out there. They're kind of on an island. Their clients are expecting them to have answers when they have questions, and I don't want to let them down. And so people that are with me, that are, you know, paying me monthly, I'm trying to help them. I'm trying to be their friend. I'm trying to be their confidant. Obviously, I'm not going to betray their secrets, and when they have questions, I'm going to provide answers. If I don't have the answers, I'm going to try to find them. So, yeah, it's a unique service. It's, to some degree, it's a concierge service. We are very fortunate because we've gotten to a place after 20 years where we've got a rather steady business and have made a lot of friends just like you, Bo, and have a network that's, you know, pretty solid and we continue to build that network and try to make more friends, try to make more colleagues, more confidants, more all those things. And there are people that aren't even agents anymore that I stay in touch with because we developed a bond. Even if you're not an agent, right, you probably are still a football guy. And, you know, if you're a football guy or girl, then we have something in common that we can talk about. There's already a bond before I even meet you. And I find that all over the country, all walks of life, all ages, you know, people respond to this game in a way that a lot of other games, they don't respond the same way in other games. And so, you know, we're just trying to continue to take advantage of that, grow, learn, get better every day.
And you do. And like I said, I've witnessed it. I've watched his business grow. And the All-Star games, I see the camaraderie with everything that Neil mentioned in terms of player reps, financial guys, you know, the testing facilities where these guys go off the train, NFL personnel. Neil, he's a very endearing man. Everybody loves him, and that's why everybody's so accommodating to, you know, join him on all these things that he does to kind of bring light and help everybody in this industry. And again, I think it's the heart of the industry that resides in those three little letters of ITL, and people should know that. Now, once again, before we wrap things up, next Thursday, August 5th, if you're taking that exam, you definitely know the day, but we don't know if you're actually ready to take it or you feel comfortable taking it. You want to sleep a little better in the coming days, I suggest you take advantage of these two sessions, the study sessions, Sunday night and Monday night. Each are 90 minutes long, 8 p.m. Eastern, 75 for one, 125 for both. Neil, if they want to take these, tell the listeners how they can find the access to get to it quickly.
Just come to my Twitter account, at Inside the League. That's the easiest way. Again, I try to be very responsive. Reach out, express interest. We'll get you invoice. We'll get you ready. We'll get you rolling. We'll provide all the details. We'll send out the Zoom link Sunday afternoon. Sunday evening, we'll get after it. You know, if you prefer, just go to the website, insidetheleague.com. We have a contact us button there. A lot of people will reach out that way as well. People tell me all the time I don't do enough to make it easy for people to subscribe, to buy our services and products, and I'm guilty of that. But I will say this. Huh. I am very responsive to people when they reach out to me. So if you try to reach out to me via the website, if you try to reach out to me via DM on Twitter, I promise I'll get back to you quickly. We'll get you taken care of. You will not be neglected, and we'll make it happen for you. And we'd love to have you. Again, it's just important to me to help people, and so many people, Bo, like yourself, have helped me along. And I mean, I'm still on the shoulders of so many great people in this industry. Some are well known, and some nobody knows except for me. And I know how important those people are. And so, yeah, it's been a privilege, and I want to try to be that for other people and in some way, you know, kind of give back and, you know, help other people any way that I can.
Wonderful stuff. Well, Neil, hey, we had a great week. I'm glad we got to wrap up the state of football with our podcast tonight so we could just add a little bit more and shed some light on that FNLPA exam that takes place next week. Much love to you, Paulie, and the kids. I hope to see you soon. And with that said, I assume, you know, we'll be getting this. And I got a question for me personally. With this exam, do you think there'll be a point where you'll maybe have, like, tutors for these guys? Or do you actually have that where these guys might be able to even go to the ITL and have tutors maybe weekly leading up to this?
We have the person who will be handling our sessions on Sunday, Monday night is also available at an hourly rate, and we'll be happy to pass people through to him as well. And he's excellent. I mean, I don't know of anyone who is more encyclopedic on the CBA than he is. And he's also patient and very responsive, or I wouldn't be using him. And so, you know, again, we are the safety net. If you are taking this exam and you're just not sure and you have a little bit of butterflies and you're afraid that you're looking at a slow motion car wreck, don't let it happen. Let us help you dig out of this. It's not too late. And I mean, there is hope. There is a chance that you can still do this. We will do whatever we can to help. Just give us an opportunity to do that.
Awesome. And I know, you know, Evan Branham, UA Sports, he took it 2013. Shane Costa, Generation Sports, 2014.
Yep.
Our man, our buddy Murphy McGuire with Octagon, 2015. All these folks took the ITL study guide. They took the study sessions, and they all passed first try, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And yeah, and those guys are all young risers, maybe not as well known as the Rosenhouses and the Condons and what have you, but those guys are going to be the next generation of big timers. And it's, again, it's a privilege to just have some small piece in you know, the creation of their careers and moving forward to becoming big successes.
Excellent. Neil, again, much love to you, Paulie, and the kids. Stay safe. Hope to see you soon. And we appreciate you joining us tonight here on the C2P.
Okay, I can't thank you enough, brother. Have a great evening and a great weekend.
Thank you, brother. Once again, that is Neil Stratton, the ITL CEO and founder. And again, I cannot stress to the listeners out there how vital Neil's services to people in the industry. I mean, when we're on the road, people, you know, when we wake up in the morning, they're like, hey, you know, when's the rap coming out? When are you writing your new thing? They want to know because it's such vital information. And again, it's just it's I call it the Whole Foods or Trader Joe's of, you know, it's the hearty. It's not junk food. It's factual information that actual people, depending on their own livelihood and their businesses, depend on the service that Neil provides, and that's how outstanding it is. As always, you can follow him on Twitter at Inside the League, and we appreciate you joining us tonight here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.